Chaitanya Bhagavat, Adi Kanda, Chapter 5, The Childhood Pastimes of Nimai Vishwambara and Navadvip Mayapur Dham, January 1st, 2014. This is a continuation of the pastime of one visiting Brahmana, a wandering mendicant who had a Gopal deity. He was trying to make a bhoga offering, then Nimai came and snatched all the offerings and ate them himself when he was in meditation. The Brahmin was in meditation making the offering. So now Jagannath Mishra pleaded with that mendicant to make the offering again. So the second time around. And this time Nimai also came and ate the rice. Sambrame utiya mishra hatte wari laya krode takorere laya jaya dhava jaya. Enraged, in a very angry mood, Jagannath Mishra got up, took a stick in his hand, and chased after Nimai in anger. Mahabhaye Prabhupale la eka ghare krode mishra pache taki tarja garja kare. Lord fearfully fled into another room with Jagannath Mishra chasing behind and chastising him in anger. Mahabhaya Prabhu. So Prabhu Gauranga, Prabhu Vishwambara was experiencing great fear, just like Gopal, Krishna, and Gokul Dham during his Bali Leela was running in fear of Mother Yashoda. Urdanta Muhur Netra Yugmam Rajantam Karam Bhoji Yugmena Shantaka Netram. Mishra Bole Aji Deka Karon Tora Kare Tora Mate Parama Amboda Ami Arya. Jagannath Mishra called out, chastising his son Nimai, "Just wait, Aji Deka. See what I will do to you today. Although I am an Aryan, you consider me a fool. Oh, naughty boy, I will punish you today for your mischief. Even though I am so learned and respectable in this country, you, my son, consider me a great fool. This is extremely unreasonable. Hina maha chora shishu karagare ache eta bali krode mishra dhaya prabhupache." Well, this is more of what Jagannath Mishra was saying while chasing after his son in great anger. "Who has such a great thief for a son? Mahachor Shishu Kari Gariache. Who in this house has a Shishu, has a child who's such a Mahachor? Mahachor Shishu Kar Gariache. Sabidari Lena Jatna Kariya Mishere Mishravoli Eda Aji Marimu Uhare." Everyone present there tried to restrain Mishra, but he said, "Leave me alone. Today I will beat that little mischievous boy." Sabe Bolina Mishra Tumita Udhar Uhare Mariakon Sadutva Tamar. "Oh, Mishra, by nature you are magnanimous and kind. What kind of intelligence would you be exhibiting if you beat your gentle son? Balamanda gyananai uhara sharire parama arbodaje emana shishumare. Don't you understand? Your son, Vishwambara Nimai, He can't discern the difference between what is right and wrong. And anyone who beats a child is certainly a great fool. Parama abhodha. No intelligence. Extremely foolish. Marile konwa shakibe hinanai. Sabhave shishura chanchala matihai. Your child, although he's restless and mischievous, he will not learn simply by being beaten by you. By nature, children are always restless. You can't change that. Children are mischievous by nature. Even if you try to teach your boy, he will not learn. Atte vyatte asti se tartika brahman mishradariya hatte bolena vachan. At that time, the mendicant brahmana, who was attempting to offer bhoga to his Gopal deity, hastily came there, holding the hands of Jagannath Mishra. That wandering mendicant Brahmin said, Balakera nahidosh shunamisharai je dine jehabi tahahabari chai. Listen, Mishra, your child is not at fault. Whatever is meant to happen on a particular day will certainly take place. Hitopadesh says in this regard, Yad abhavi natad bhavi, Yad abhavi natad bhavi, bhavi chenna tad anyata, which means whatever is not meant to be will never be, and whatever is meant to be cannot be otherwise. Whatever is not meant to be will never be, and whatever is meant to be cannot be otherwise. Aji Krishna ananahi likena amare savaye marma kata kahilun tumare. The Tirthika Brahman, the wandering mendicant Brahman who had begged some bhoga to cook for his Gopal deity twice in a row from Jagannath Mishra, his host, he said, Listen, Mishrai, Aji, today, Krishna has not written my name on any rice. Ana nahi likena amare. Literally in Bengali, says, my name is not written on any rice, on any grains. As it is said that every grain of rice or every grain of wheat that we eat, actually our name is written on it. It's our destiny to receive that much or more, that much or less, depending on what charity and punya religiosity we performed in our prior life. This is my realization, Jagannath Ji. No food is allotted for me today. These are the marmakata, tamari. I'm revealing the confidential topics of my mind. Duke Jagannatha Mishra nahi tole muka mata hita kariya bhavena mani duka. Feeling distressed, Jagannath Mishra was unable to lift his head. He simply looked at the ground and lamented. Hine samaye vishwarupa bhagyavan seistani ailena mahajyotirdham. Vishwarupa Bhagavan Mahajyotirdham. At that time, the elder brother of Vishwambar Nimai, Nadi Nimai, the most powerful and effulgent, Vishwarup came there, Mahajyotirdham. He was in a dham, an abode of great light, great white light, Mahajyotir Dham, Vishwarup Bhagavan. Sarva Ange Nirupam, Lavanyera Simha, Chaturdasha Bhuvaneya, Ananiko Upama. There is no comparison to the matchless sweetness, Nirupam, Lavanyera Simha, the matchless radiance and richness and sweetness of the Anga, Sarvanga, of all the bodily parts and limbs of Vishwarup. Chaturdasha Bhuvaneya, and the four directions of earth. In all four directions, you cannot find anyone like this. Chaturdasha Bhuvaneya Nahika Upama. Skande Yagya Sutra Brahma Teja Murti Manta Murti Bere Janmila Apani Nityananda. A Brahmin thread hung on his shoulders. He is the source of the Brahmin effulgence. And though in a different form, Vishwarup is directly Lord Nityananda, Murti Bede, Janmila Apani Nityananda. He's in a different form, Murti Bede. Sarva Shastrera Artha Sada Spuraye Jivai Krishna Bhakti Vyakya Matra Karaye Sadhaya. The purport of all scriptures is eternally manifest on the tongue of Vishwarup. Sarvashastra art, Sarasparya Jiva. What a wonderful benediction and power that would be. The Jiva, the tongue, Sarasparya, Sarasparya, always at all times, whenever required or necessary for the glorification and service of the Lord and his devotee. Sarasparya Jiva. Always manifest, ready to speak, or ready to unfold or reveal. On the tongue is what? The essential meaning, the art, the essential objective, value, and meaning of Sarva Shastra, all the Shastras. So this is his intellectual capacity, that he was had a photographic memory for all the Siddhantas. Vaishnava Siddhanta. And furthermore, Krishna Bhakti Vakya Machakaraya Siddhai. Vishwarup, the elder brother of Vishwambar Nimai, Pandit, was always engaged in preaching Krishna Bhakti. Krishna Bhakti Vyakya Karaya Siddhai. All the time he was establishing the topics and speaking words and glorified the Samam Sambandha Videyam Prayojana. Tattva of Shuddha Krishna Bhakti. Dekhiya Purva Murti Tartika Brahmana Mugda Hayaika Driste Chahi Ganagana. Seeing the extraordinary beauty of the elder brother of Vishwambar and Vishwarup, the Tartika Brahman, the mendicant wandering Brahman, was struck with wonder and stared at Vishwarup continuously. Ekadristye Ganegan, with a continuous stream of attentive looks and examining. Ekadristye, one pointed observation. Mugda, he was amazed, bewildered. Deki Apurva Murti, such an unprecedented form he has never seen. Deki Apurva Murti. Vipraboli Karaputra E Mahashai Sabe Bolina E Mishratanai. Noticing all this, the Brahman said, "Whose son is this? Whose son is this great Mahashai, this great person?" The Navadvivasis, the Nadiyavasis, said, "He is a son of Jagannath Mishra, Mishra Tanaya. He is part of the body of Jagannath Mishra." Shunya Santoshe Vipra Kailalinganna Dhanya Pita Matta Jara Ehina Nandan. The Brahman was very satisfied to hear this news, so he embraced the Tairatika Brahman. He embraced Vishrupa and said, "Glorious are the father and mother of such a son." Vipre kariya Vishrupa namaskar vasya kahina kata amritaradhar. Vishrupa offered obeisances to the Brahmana. He then sat down and began speaking words that were like a stream of nectar. Amritaradhara. Beautiful description of his Harikata, his Kata. Kata Amritaradhara. Dhara means a current. A current, a stream, a river, a flow, a constant flow. Nourishing, soothing, refreshing, cooling nectar. Nectar Kata. Kata Amrit. Tavakata Amritam. Amrita Kata. Kata Amritaradhara. Shubhadine tara mahabhagyara udhai tumihena atiti jan hara grihehai. This shrub said, "O great wandering mendicant Brahmin, whoever receives a guest like you, an atiti like you, at his house, he will attain great fortune on that auspicious day, Shubhadine." That's a very auspicious day when one can serve a great saint or a wandering sannyasi. It's very auspicious that day for the family, grihasthas. And they have attained mahabhagya, greatest fortune. Jagat chodite se tomara paryantan atmanande purnahai karaha brahmana varamana brahmana. Although mendicant, you are self-satisfied, Atmananda Purna, you are completely yourself, your Atma, body, mind, heart, consciousness is completely full of bliss. You travel about in order to Jagat Shodite, Shuddha, to purify the world, sanctify the world. So in these verses, although he's glorifying this immediately, this wandering mendicant, the Tairatika Brahman, Vishrupa is also describing the Sruplakshana of a Paribrajak, a wandering mendicant. Devotees of Krishna are always self-satisfied, Atmananda Purna. Why? Because they are filled with ecstasy by serving Krishna. Bhagya bharatumihina atiti amar abhagya vaki kahiva upasa tumar. It is our great fortune, said Vishrup, that we have a guest in our house like you. But we are also unfortunate because you are fasting. Because Nimai, my younger brother, ate your Thakurji's bhog offering. Tumi upavasa kari takajaragare sarvata tahara amangala faladhare. If you fast while staying in someone's house, it will simply bear inauspicious fruits. Harisha painu bara tomara darshane. Bishara paino bada e sabha shravane. I am greatly satisfied by seeing you, O Brahmana. I am very sad to hear about what has happened. After hearing Vishrup apologizing for the misdeeds of his younger brother, for disturbing the eating and puja of this wandering mendicant, the Brahman replied, Vipra boli kichu dukha. Nabavihaman falamula kichuami kariba bhojan. The Brahman said, O Vishwarup, please do not feel sad. Kichu dukana. I will eat some fresh roots and fruits. Falmul kichwami kariba bojan. Vanavasyami yana kotaya vapai. Prayami vane fale mula matrakai. I live in the forest, Vanavasi, Ami. So where can I get rice? Anakotai. I am accustomed, actually, and quite familiar with eating fruits and roots from the forest. Kadachit konadivase vakayana sehajari nirvirode haya upasana. I seldom eat rice, only when it is easily available. Jaisantosha pahilana tomadarashane tahate koti koti karnon bojane. I have become so satisfied by seeing you that I feel as if I have eaten millions of meals. Falamula naivedya jekichu taki gari tahana giyaji kariba ahare. The Brahman goes on. Avishambhara, please go and bring any fruits, roots, or prasad that you have, and I will eat that today. Uttarana kare kichu mishra jagannath dukkha bhave mishra shire diya duti hat. Jagannath Mishra could not say anything. Uttarana kare kichu, not even a word. He just held his head in his hands in distress. Vishwarupa bolena valite vasibhai. Radhe Radhe, sahaje karuna sindhu tumi mahashai. Vishwarupa said, I hesitate to speak, but I know that you are an ocean of mercy. Karuna Sindhu Tomi Mahashai. Paraduke Katara Sambhava Sadhu Janna Parera Anandase Bhadai Amukshan. It is the nature of saintly persons to be distressed on seeing the suffering of others. They always try to make others happy. Eteke Apane Jari Niralasyaya Krishna Naivedyakara Randanakarya. So, if it is not too much trouble, O Brahman, please cook for your Krishna deity of Gopal again. Tabe Aji Amara Goshtira Jata Duka Sakala Guchai Pai Parananda Duka Parananda Sukha. Vishrupa said, then my family's distress will be vanquished and we will attain transcendental happiness. Parananda Sukha. Viprabali, the Brahman replied to Vishrupa, Randana Karinlon Duibhara Tadapiyat Krishna Dilena Kaibhara. The Brahman said, I've already cooked rice, yet Krishna has still not allowed me to eat. Tena bhujilanaji nahika likan Krishna chit nahikene karaha jatan. I have therefore understood that Krishna has not allowed any rice for me today. If Krishna's sanction is not there, why should we endeavor? Koti bhakshya dravya jari takeni jagare Krishnagya hailese kahi bari bari. Jai dine Krishna rajare likan nahai koti jatna karuka tadhapi siranai. One may have unlimited food stuffs at home, but he can eat only with Krishna's sanction. If Krishna does not allow anything on some day, then even by endless endeavor, no one will be able to achieve a thing. If Krishna does not favor one, then one will certainly be unsuccessful in spite of unlimited endeavors. Service to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna is dependent on the mercy of Krishna. Mundane endeavor cannot produce success. Nishadhida prahara duyo vajajai ihate ki arapaka karite jajaya. It is practically the middle of the night, and is it proper to cook at this time? Ate vaji jatna kariya palamula kichu matra karimu ahara. Therefore, do not make any further arrangements for cooking. Today, I will simply eat some fruits and roots. Vishrupa bolena nahika kona dosh tumi pakka karilesa sabara santosh. There will be no fault if you cook. Everyone will be satisfied. Ete boli Vishrupa darila charan sadite lagila sabe karite randan. Saying this, Vishrupa got hold of the Brahmana's feet, and everyone else requested him to please cook again for his Gopal deity. Visharupe dekiya mohita vipravar karibarandana vipra balila udar. Enchanted by Visharup, the Brahmin said, "All right, I'll cook again." Santoshe sabe hari balite lagila stana upaskara sabe karita lagila. Everyone present there expressed their satisfaction by chanting the name of Hari, 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 Hari. Ate vyate stana upaskari sarvajan randanera samagri anila tatakshan. They then quickly cleaned the kitchen and brought ingredients for cooking. Jalilena vipravar karita randan shishu avariya rahi lena sarvajan palaya palaya takura achina jaya gare mishravasi lena se. During the Mishra sat in front of the door where the child was detained. Sabi bolena banda barira duyara bahira jate jena nahi parik ara. Everyone said, "Lock the door from outside so he cannot get out." Mishraboli bhala bhala jay jukti hai bandiyas duryara same bahaya achai. Jagannath Mishra said, "That's a good idea." Thus Jagannath Mishra and others sat outside the door, relaxing the door. Tai gaur hari bol, tai gaur hari bol, tai gaur hari bol.